This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado food stamp recipients will test a new program to reward people for healthy food purchases. The new model will reimburse 100% of fruit and vegetable purchases by Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, participants. Credits will go back onto their SNAP benefit cards and return up to $60 per month. Colorado begins the pilot next April. Colorado State Board of Education will fund 17 school construction projects across the state to the tune of $180 million. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The state grants are funded with a mix of marijuana taxes, state land trust money, and spillover revenue from the Colorado Lottery. Districts must match the grant to get one. The projects range from roof and fire alarm replacements to a complete middle school renovation. BEST grants are intended to improve health, safety, security, and technology in public schools. Still, though, officials say there are billions of dollars in unmet school construction needs in Colorado schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Real estate isn't known for being green, but Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the developer Urban Villages is trying to change that with a new downtown hotel.
The developer boasts that this will be the first hotel nationwide to sequester more carbon than the project produces. How? By planting more than 70,000 trees. This will also be Denver's first hotel not to include parking. Built on the site of Colorado's first gas station and inspired by aspen trees, the populous hotel will have 265 rooms, rooftop dining, and street-level retail. The idea is to create community for locals and tourists alike. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Come find these stories and more at CPR.org. Along the Front Range, it is a cloudy day with rain expected throughout the day. On the Western Slope, it's another hot day with highs in the upper 90s.